Testament, everybody. Put your hands together. Never shall forget what the Lord's done for me. What He's done for me.
Yeah. when he calls you, what will you say? Yes, when he calls you, will you obey? For many are called, but few chose and stay.
Yes, my Lord, my soul cries, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, my Lord, oh, yes, Lord. To thy will. Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Uh-oh. Gotta be quiet in the background. Your mic is open. Good morning, Lord Jesus. And good morning, Tedline. Brothers and sisters, it is such a glorious time to be alive. I am telling you, God is so good. So gracious, so kind, so loving. I just don't know what to say, but the only thing I can say, thank you, Lord. Thank you this morning. Brothers and sisters, did you hear that song I was playing, When He Calls You? Don't I tell you all the time, I'm so blessed to be able to minister to the God's gifted, to God's creative. Not that I deserve it or anything like that. I think it's called grace. I think it's called favor. And I just love God for it. This morning, Tedline, as every Tedline, I never know how God is going to go till I get up, sit in the chair, and that would be around 4 in the morning, and pray. And during the prayer time, he tells me what to do. Sometimes that's why I'm late, because I don't get it. Sometimes I get it early. But this morning, I got a praise report. Our 17-year-old friend is in perfect health other than a little bruising on his windpipe. I thank God his parents did what I asked them to do. After the doctor came to their house, they took him to the hospital. I really wanted them to get him a complete examination. They did. And I really wanted them to get him a psychic, somebody from the from that department, neuroscience, and to look him over. He's fine. He didn't want to talk to anybody at the hospital, but they didn't even keep him overnight because his parents brought him in. And so I'm giving God all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. But I was prevented from going to Dawsonville myself for the baptism, and I was going to take all of your family pictures and everything. But let me tell you something. God was in that too. And I learned, every day with God, we learn something if we allow him to teach us. What I learned was, I talked to another Tedliner yesterday that had prayed to God that I did not make the baptismal. Can you believe that? Because they wanted to come from Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh, and accompany me. And they said, of course, they didn't want nobody to almost commit suicide, but they were happy. So I'm going to go next week. They're coming from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and they're going to accompany me, accompany us, and they're going to get baptized. And they bring in some people. They had already recommended somebody to the ministry from, I believe, Maryland or Virginia. So the Lord had his way. But the Lord taught me something. You see, God said to me, it's not like it used to be, Erica. I said, what you mean? He said, you were there. You just weren't there in your physical form. He said, but you were there because you had two people there that were full of my love for you. And therefore, your spirit was still there because it was there manifesting through them. So this is one time God got the glory all the way around. And it is so good for me. It is so good for me. And he explained to me how negativity works against him. I mean, it has been a revelatory weekend. So what I'm about to share with you is Gina and Bruce Wilson and their testimony about getting baptized in the fire water yesterday. So you see, I feel like I was still there. God told me my spirit was there. And God is showing me he has sent me reinforcements and help in a way that he did it. I had nothing to do with it. I had nothing to do with it. And to top that off, he told me to call these other people and tell them that I needed the desk because somebody else paid for. I mean, I needed the somebody had given me money for the chairs, but I bought the desk. So I needed to pay for the chairs. And don't you know, before I went to sleep, when I woke up this morning, the money for the classroom was here. Anyway, I had the desk and the chairs. So that's what I'm trying to say. So all I could say this morning is, I got to add something. Well, I'm going to let them tell you. Good morning. Can you hear me? Bruce and Gina.
Good morning.
Good morning, doctor.
Good morning. Gina.
Yes, ma'am.
The song that I was playing this morning, who wrote that?
The Lord gave me that song.
How long ago?
I just took dictation, but it was quite a while ago. It was like 1983.
Wow. And you know what? It's so fitting for right
Praise
now.
God.
You know that?
Yes, ma'am. Praise God.
It's absolutely fitting for right now. So I'm going to play our theme song. I wanted you to hear that because they're going to give their testimony. I'm going to put our good morning song on. Immediately you start talking, okay? And pray first.
Okay, thank you.
I saw something new in it to your Caesar. You smoothie me, ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake-up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning. No, I'm serious.
Praise God. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Good morning.
We just want to thank God for his spirit and thank God for bringing all of us together. You know, all things work together for the good to them that love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. And we're just going to take this time to pray. I'm going to let my husband pray.
Amen. Father God, it's in the name of Jesus, Lord, that we thank you, Lord, for another day, Lord, a day that we've not seen before, Lord. But it's also a day, Lord, that you knew would exist, Lord, from the foundation of this earth, Lord Jesus. And right now, Lord, we just thank you for the opportunity, Lord, to share the experience that me and my wife had last night, Lord. Because everything, Lord, is about you, Lord, and only you, Lord Jesus. We pray today, Lord, that someone would hear this, Lord, and take it back with them, Lord, that it might help resurrect their lives, Lord Jesus, and get men and women everywhere, Lord, to get on fire for you once again, Lord. We just thank you for this revival that you are doing in our country, Lord, even though we didn't earn it, Lord, and we certainly don't deserve it, Lord, but we just thank you, Lord. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, today for being on the TED line. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, TED line is, we just want to thank God, first of all, for the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And we want to thank God for our general, Dr. Erica Shepherd, leading the way. Praise God. I came into contact with the ministry of Dr. Shepherd in October of last year. I'm a YouTube surfer, and I had found a Sheila Zielinski episode where she was featuring Dr. Shepherd, and Dr. Shepherd was really versed in teaching on witchcraft and how we can overcome witchcraft and how Jesus came to destroy the works of darkness, and it just blessed my soul. I must have listened to that show three times back to back, and I was like, Lord, where is this lady? Who is this lady? Oh, my God. And I was just determined that somehow I had to become connected with her ministry, if any way possible. My husband and I, we live in McDonough, Georgia, which is south of Atlanta. Dr. Shepherd lives north of Atlanta, so she's about easily a two-hour one-way drive. So I found the TED Line show and got introduced to you all's morning calls. And my husband and I would set our clock to get up. He might be in one part of the house with his phone on speaker and mine on the other, in the other part of the house, and you hear this echo of Dr. Shepherd calling those spirits out in that go, that holler. We just loved it, you know. So, and the Lord blessed us that little by little, inch by inch, we became closer and closer, like warming up to a campfire. And I thank God because I heard Dr. Shepherd talk about the oil. So I told my husband one day, it was actually, I think it was like a week before, I said, honey, Dr. Shepherd's been talking about this oil flowing from a Bible. But, I didn't say it was flowing from a Bible. I said, this oil, we got to go see this oil. And so I said, they're going to be in Ball Ground, Georgia. And can we go? He said, yeah, we can go. And he didn't ask me any questions, which is totally unusual, right, baby?
Amen. Yeah, look, I always ask questions when it comes to hearing phenomenon. I mean, phenomenal things like this, but, you know, I was quite surprised when I got there. This oil was actually the real deal. It was actually the real deal. I just couldn't believe it, you know, and not the oil. You know, I want to be careful not to give credit. That the oil is just a manifestation of God's awesome power. You know, he's using, he's showing himself through the oil. But, you know, we came in contact with the oil, and ever since then, our lives have been turned upside down. I mean, God has done some supernatural things to me, and me being as skeptical as I was, I mean, he really showed me the first time just walking into the atmosphere in the building, my life was changed. But I also came with a spirit of expectancy as well. So that was very helpful to me because I actually expected something to happen. And God met us there, and it definitely did. It changed our lives. It really, really changed my life. And I'll just be very brief telling you this. I went there. I knew God when I was younger as well, and I had backslidden, and went away from God for years and years. But God always stayed with me. You know, I'd always loved Him and always knew Him, but I wasn't really serving Him, and I had forgotten how, you know, the joy of the Lord really felt again. I mean, I had forgotten about His presence, all of them things that Satan robs from you, you forget. Well, when I came in contact with the oil, it was like a renewing again. That same supernatural God that I was in contact with as a 9-year-old kid came back to me. And it seemed like every remembrance of His spirit being all over me was there. And I was just on a cloud for about 2 or 3 days, renewed mind, and I was just so grateful because the things that I thought that might not ever come back to me came back. And since then, my life has been different, you know, and even being able to go to Dalton and meeting Dr. Shepherd personally, I just could not believe that not only we met her, but we had the opportunity to even go and sit in her house, her and her husband, and he done some things. I don't even know if I should share them, but he is an excellent, excellent cook and a chef. I mean, not a cook, he's a chef. Yeah. And we had a meal there that I'm telling you that not only was it restaurant worthy, but it was, I mean, it was incredible. And we had a good time. We felt this in the house, and it was nice. Even all the way down to, you talking about the Ted line, her dog Ted was all over. I invited Ted, I thought, just to be, you know, cordial. And she warned us about him, said, you don't want to meet Ted. And Ted was... as big as Ted is, Ted was all on my lap and everything. He got on my lap and everything. So I finally had to call the husband, come on. And, you know, we had to get Ted out of there because Ted got the love of his parents and, you know, the love of God on him. But he was all over us. But I even enjoyed him. Okay, baby, you got anything for us to do?
Okay, well, we just wanted to say, though, that, yes, it has changed our lives. My husband and I are newlyweds. We haven't even been married 3 years, but God blessed us late in life with each other.
Hallelujah.
And I knew my husband was a believer and everything, and he faithfully goes to a men's prayer breakfast, so he stayed, like, connected, so to speak. But there had been a lot of hurt in his life, like there had been a lot of hurt in mine. And there was a coldness over our heart toward God. We'd go to church, we'd read our Bible, you know, we'd do all of those things, say our prayers and what have you. But like the fire was gone. And it's amazing that our stories are so similar, but I'm not going to take too long to go into all of that. But the point is that when we follow the instruction of the Holy Ghost. And I thank God for Dr. Shepherd, you know, because the Shepherd, Lord, she's got the right name and everything, Shepherd.
Amen.
And she is leading us. And if we'll listen to what the words that come out of her mouth, whether they're brazen or strong or comforting or soothing or however they come, if we will receive that as thus saith the Lord, I promise you guys, you'll be on the right track. So many of us on this TED line are alive today because Dr. Shepherd, them devils snatched them demons off of us. Many times witchcraft had been worked against us and she just called it out, and by the Holy Ghost dissipated it. And it's just, you got to get that help, you know. And I just want to encourage Chris Utter. I was reading your note where you said, my soul says yes, but my flesh says it's too hard. How many chances does he, I guess that's God, how many chances does God give us? Can you say yes and still mess it up? And I love how Dr. Shepherd came right in there, tell your flesh to shut up. And that's so true. But also I hear the cry of Chris's heart, you know. But I just want to say, until we line up with the Word of God and ask God to help us, and like Dr. Shepherd said, tell our flesh to shut up. Amen. But also ask God to reveal himself, to show up in your life. I'm telling you, when that supernatural manifestation happens in your life, and all you got to do is want it, God will do it. My husband and I, we came in contact with the oil. Why did we come in contact with oil? Because Dr. Shepherd was telling us on the TED line about the oil. And when we, from that day on, I had a new husband. I already had a great husband, to the glory of God, but it was a newness. And I came home from work one day. We have a room up above our garage, a bedroom, and it used to belong to a niece to stay with me for a while. And it was all kind of things up there as far as like extra pillows, blankets, you know, furniture. So it became like really like a junk room after she left. And one day I came home, and my husband had totally cleaned that room out and turned it into a prayer room and said that now this was going to be our upper room. And he had no idea, because when we got married, my mother used to live with us. And so my husband closed down his house and came into our house because he said he wasn't going to uproot me and my mother, and he wanted to come into our world and be a help to us. And so, and he had many stairs and floors, so it wouldn't have worked out with her in a wheelchair. So God just worked everything out. But he had no idea that before he ever came into my life, that was my upper room. Before my niece ever came to live with me, that was my upper room where I used to go and pray. So God just, he, you know, there's one Spirit, one God, one Lord, one Savior, one baptism. And I'm not going to get too far off the course, but I wanted to share with you all a scripture that really kind of encompasses everything with Bruce and I, what we're experiencing now. And it's Hebrews 10:32-39. And it says, remember those earlier days after you had experienced the light, when you endured in a great conflict full of suffering. Sometimes you were publicly exposed to insult and persecution. At other times, you stood side by side with those who were so treated. You suffered along with those in prison and joyfully accepted the confiscation of your property, because you knew that you yourselves had better and lasting possessions. So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere, so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. For in just a little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. And my copy of the scripture is kind of messed up here. But it says basically, my righteous one will live by faith. Mm-hmm. I take no pleasure in one who shrinks back. And in the King James Version, it says draw back. And but we do not belong to those who shrink back or draw back and are destroyed, but to those who have faith and are saved. And if you'll read that in the King James Version, that's what I thought I was copying. But anyway, that's what the Lord let me know. Don't draw back anymore. Run to me. Stay in me. Yes, things are going to happen. Yes, things are going to cause us to be hurt and sometimes knocked off our feet. But get back up and keep on running. And that's why I thank God for Dr. Shepherd, because she encourages that. Not only does she encourage that, she exemplifies that.
Amen.
She gets stabbed, knocked, pushed, beat by many people that are close to her, people that she has trusted. But yet and still, she picks herself up, dusts herself off, and runs back to Jesus. And I just thank God, you know, for her life, because, and for all of the headliners. And last night's experience was so awesome at the baptism. I guess I took a long way to get here, honey. But.
No, but that's great. Yeah, and this is something the Lord was just sharing with me now, and I just wanted to say this out here for some reason. I don't know why I'm going to say this, but, you know, today is the day to serve the Lord, and it is, you know, we have a choice in life. God has given us a free will for everything, but, you know, I thought, and I'm sure a lot of people think out here, headliners, people in your family, in your life, that you can just turn it on and off anytime you want. You know, it's like, well, you know, God, I'm going to serve you, you know, and I'm going to really pick it up next year or the year after or something, and it gets harder and harder to come back to the Lord when you stray away. You know, that scripture is so real. You know, the spirit, seven more spirits wickeder than the ones before, because it gets harder. You can't turn it on and you can't turn it off on your own. There's no such thing, turn it on and off. You don't know, you know, if you can get back at all. And therefore, that's what the Lord has put on me. You know, Bruce, you got to pick it up now and go. In fact, when I was in the pool last night, that's what the guy, you know, the pastor was saying to me. He said, listen, you know, the God has imparted you with some things, with lots of wisdom stuff, but you have to pick it up. And no one knew that I was feeling that in my spirit. And that's why I knew that this is, you know, the Lord and the Holy Spirit, even in the pool there. And actually, if anyone's seen the, you know, last night, I was looking straight facing up there. But inside, I almost felt like crying, because it was like, this is what's been going on inside of me. The Lord has been telling me, hey, man, you got to pick it up. You got to pick it up. This is the time. And I just thank God for just the manifestation of that, you know, going on. But if I would say anything, I would reiterate that today is the day that you need to, you know, catch you on fire. If you feel the fire of the Holy Ghost anywhere near your soul and your spirit, it's the day to catch you on fire. And don't even fall into the trick of the enemy that, you know, you can do it next week. Or, I mean, obviously, tomorrow's not promised to any man. You know, you might not have that time next week. Next year, where you think that you're going to serve God, devil turns 1 year into 2 years, and 2 years into 5 years, 10, 15, and then 15 years into eternity, and you're lost. So I just wanted to share that with you this morning.
That's powerful that Bruce shared that, because that's powerful, because while we were waiting in line, I just want to let y'all know everybody is so encouraging to everybody.
Amen.
Else.
Amen.
And one lady and I were talking, and she said, wow, you know, how long have you been living in McDonough? And I said, it's 10 years. And she said, wow, life goes by in a flash. And I said, yeah, we're just a vapor. We're only here for a moment, and then we're gone. And when we got into the baptismal pool, oh, my gosh, what an awesome experience. I want to encourage all of you that can get there to get there. And my husband, I thank God for my husband.
Worth the wait. And it is a wait, but it's worth it.
My husband, though, you guys, is so awesome, because this was our third time coming to Dawsonville, to the Christ Fellowship Church. But this was the first time we got baptized. Let me tell you about my husband. My husband is like old school, sit back in the cut and kind of survey the land and get the layout of how everything is. And so when we came yesterday, we came to the morning service, and it was great. And Pastor Todd preached a great message about counting up the costs and realizing it's not just some party out here, and you really got to make up your mind, you know, about what you're going to do for Jesus all the way. And so afterwards, they had a time for fellowship with people who were, you know, first time at the service. So my husband took us in this room because, well, that was our first time at the church service. And he got in there and he met Pastor Todd, and I met Paula. Paula is the wife of the minister, the main minister that's in the baptismal pool working with everybody. And you guys, they take their time with everybody. I mean, nothing is rushed. If you don't rush, it's not going to be rushed. And anyway, so Bruce, my husband, got the understanding, Gina, this is what we're going to do. They already told me, when you want to get in the baptism pool, you got to get up on that stage quickly. But you can't cut line. You can't do that. And they give out letters, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. There were people last night who said they had like a U and all this kind of stuff. We were like, whoa. And so my husband said, they already told me, the pastor already said, look, when people get called to the altar, make your way up to the altar. Come up them left side of the steps. That's as if you're looking at the pulpit on the left side. You'll get up. My husband got up there quickly and got both of us a letter A. Now, let me tell you guys, it still took us. We didn't get out of there until 11 o'clock. But that's amazing because Dr. Shepherd can tell you they've been there like 4:30 in the morning. Waiting on people that she's brought and that kind of thing. So when you guys come, don't tarry. Get up there, get up on that stage so you can at least have a chance. And we encourage everybody, if you can, take some Crocs or some water shoes. That'll keep your feet protected because, you know, they do have the rugs out there. But sometimes, you know, some people were barefoot, and thank goodness it wasn't cold last night. But that'll also help you. But anybody who wants to make that trek to get to the baptism and then to the oil, and we're excited because we're going Tuesday to the oil, and we're just like little kids in the Holy Ghost, but we thank God for this time, and the people just take time with you. And when I was in the pool, the man of God spoke to me, and just like Bruce said, it was individual to me, the part that nobody hears. And then the pastor was on the sideline, and he motioned for Paula, the wife of the baptismal minister, to bring me over to the side. And the pastor spoke into my life exactly, you guys, exactly the formula that God had already spoken to me.
Wow.
To get back on track. So I just thank God for everything. Thank you, Dr. Shepherd, for this morning. Thank you for this opportunity. And I want to encourage you, Ted Liners, God knows exactly where you are. Chris, God knows exactly how to get those layers off of you. You just have to be yielded. And like our Dr. Shepherd said, tell your flesh to shut up and start yielding more to the Holy Ghost. We thank God for all of you.
Amen. Amen. We just thank God. In closing, my wife said it all. And I thank God for her. Doesn't she? She's so lovely and eloquent with her speech and all that. And I just love it. I just love my wife. You know, my wife, the scripture says, man, when you find a wife, you find a good thing. And I'm telling you what, I found a great thing. And I just thank God for my baby. It's able to pull a lot of things out of me. Where I can talk to her, and to me she's like my English major, and a lot of times because I say things and just tickle her and crack her up, and she'll say, baby, you meant this, and yes, honey, I did mean that, but I might not articulate it the right way. But I tell you one thing, I just thank God for Dr. Shepherd this morning. Yeah. Thank you so much, Dr. Shepherd, for even you know, allowing us to be on this, sharing it with the audience that the Lord has blessed you with. And we just love you so much. I just really love you. And believe it or not, I'm in awe every time that I see you. You know, I'm in awe because I know the power of God that's on your life. And I just thank God for you. I give him all of the glory and honor and praise, you know, for a woman of God like you in a time like this. And headliners, I would pray that each and every one of you at one point in this lifetime here, I would pray that you would be able to meet Dr. Shepherd one day, just to meet her in person in the way she makes everyone, you know, she made me and my wife, we feel like we're the only ones, you know. She got a way of making you feel like you're the only one, and she know a million people, but you just seem like you're the only one. And that's the way that I felt, you know, being with the woman of God and her excellent husband she has. Okay, God, here you go.
And I just want to encourage everybody, Bruce, and I want to encourage everybody to just lift up Dr. Shepherd through offering, through blessings. I know times are tight for many of us, but if we all band together to hold up the woman of God's hand,
amen,
because she's always doing something to help somebody that many, many things we don't even know about, but we just thank God, you know, for her life. And and as my husband said, and Brother Joe, I'm telling you guys, they work together like hand in glove. One breathes out, the other breathes in. They just move together effortlessly in the Holy Ghost. It's a beautiful sight to see. And Bruce and I hope that the Lord will use us like that.
Right, like yes, that. Yeah, to do that. Because Dr. Shepherd's not going to ask you guys for anything.
No, she's not.
She's never asked. She don't ask for anything.
No.
She will not. She don't ask. She don't insinuate.
Nope.
She's the real deal.
She is.
And that's why we love her. You can feel feel that.
And she didn't ask us to say this.
She didn't ask us to say this. So don't be beating your mind out there thinking that, well, she put the all she
no.
put us on. And in fact, I hope she's not angry for us saying it on here. But no, I hope she's not angry for us saying it on here. But no, the woman of God is surreal. She's surreal deal. And she does not ask for anything. But I had sense enough to know that what she's doing takes some effort from somewhere.
Man.
You know, God gives in. It gives all of us that insight. And it takes to do this. It takes a lot, you know, even for her getting up early every morning. I don't see how she do it, you know, because every time I'm hearing she's been up all night, the night before, and faithfully she's up, you know,
man.
Even beyond this, she at 6 o'clock, I hear that voice every morning. Hello. Hello, brothers and sisters.
Amen. We love you guys.
The joy of the Lord is our strength. Praise God.
Amen.
The joy of the Lord is our strength. This is why I know we under an open heaven. Don't you realize that the oil and the baptism, the fire water is less than, I don't know, it takes us 2 hours the long way to get there. But I'm talking about it's all within a 100-mile radius of each other that God is moving. He is moving. He's really moving. And this is not Gina and Bruce. Isn't it hard to describe it within words? What's happening?
Yes, ma'am, it is. Yes,
it is. It is. It is. It absolutely is.
When Bruce first put his hands in the oil, and he went up first because the church that we went to, they had the oil in the big container with the Bible, then they had two glass containers with some oil in it, and he put his hands in it, and he came back, and he was grinning like a kid. I mean, just, and he was rubbing the oil. My husband's head is bald, if y'all didn't see him on the baptism last night, and
I
was shining like a little monkey. He was so happy. And I went and got, I went and got some oil. I put it all over. He looked like Mr. Clean Grease Down, I tell you.
That's just like me and Brother Joe. We put one hand in one basin and the other hand in the other bowl, and we were rubbing that all out over us.
Taking a bath in it, that's right.
People say, are they trying to take a bath in it or what? Brothers and sisters.
Amen.
God, you know, when I first got saved, they were telling me, you know, well, it ain't what you feel. It ain't what you feel. It's what the word says. The word. It's all of it, brothers and sisters. It's all of it.
Amen.
It is all of it. You gotta experience God. Your life with God is one big continuous experience. And that's why sometimes, you know, people say, oh, God is in this place. And I'll be looking around like, well, where is he? If he's here, why can't I see him? If he's here, why can't I feel him? Well, where is he? And then I come to the conclusion, they don't even know. They don't even know when God shows up. Because you cannot go in the presence of God and not be changed. Something. I mean, think about it. Holy, righteous, all-consuming, creator of the whole world. How can you go in his presence and not be changed? It's impossible. How can you go in his presence and come out of his presence without more of himself? But brothers and sisters, don't forget, put this in the chat room. We war so that we are able to enter into his rest. Now, I say rest. You see, when you enter into his presence, you enter into his rest. No more confusion. At least as you're in his presence, no confusion, no strife. And like God was showing me how negativity works, I can't wait to put it down on paper and put the scriptures with it. But I actually saw and experienced last night, or whatever time it was, how negativity is one of the major enemies of your soul. And guess what? I can prove it. Because what does God say? Shalom. What is shalom? Peace. Peace. I got a little booklet I wrote. I got to find it. God's covenant of peace. You see, peace is part of the process with God. I think I'll find that book in a few minutes. I don't know where it is, but I wrote it. God's covenant of peace. So the devil's perpetual job is to get you out of peace. Why? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost is what? The kingdom of God on earth. The kingdom of God in heaven. Righteousness, right standing with God. Peace and joy. He's supposed to possess it always. So when you go into his presence, you get more joy. When you go into his presence, you have more peace. When you go into his presence, you understand that your righteousness is as filthy rags in front of a holy God, which causes you to seek more and more and more of him. This deadline has been glorious this morning. And I know, especially those seven. Remember, I'm still praying. You still praying. Because I'm going to do that resurrection activation impartation. I'm going to do that. And everything that God has is going to be expanded in your life. his power, his transformation, his word becoming alive to you, you being restored and empowered in every aspect of your soul and your body. And it's going to come right out of your own spirit. So thank you, Bruce and Gina.
Can I add one little thing, one little note I wanted to share?
Yes.
I won't take long. Listen, I wanted you guys to know. I wanted you guys to know that when I came in the knowledge of Dr. Shepherd's ministry, I was very, very sick physically. I had a sickness in my body that was working, that was killing me. It was literally killing me. Every day I would die more and more, physically weak. You know, the Bible scriptures talk about the woman with the issue and things of that nature. And I had had issues in my life that had manifested for several years. And doctors couldn't help me. I went to doctors. They were giving me medication. I don't know about you guys, if you guys are into herbal medication or what have you. I was going to naturopathics, everything, everybody trying to get healed, and nothing was working. And when you feel your life leaving your body every day, and you're inside feeling weaker and weaker, like, oh, God, I don't know how much longer I can hold on, you know you need a miracle. My husband, bless his heart, he would look at me and pray for me and feel sorry for me, but it was nothing that he could do. Well, I had gone to the oil and been blessed spiritually, gotten more on fire for God as far as my prayer time and study time, but I still physically had issues. And one day, I called Dr. Shepherd because a girlfriend of mine had lost her husband. He had died suddenly. And the lady was telling me that now her husband comes to her in a dream. And I was telling her, that's not a dream. That's a familiar spirit trying to take you out of here. And I prayed with her on a Friday night, and Saturday morning around 7 o'clock, something was beating on the side of my house, like one of those police officer beats, you know, on the door. Well, this was on the side of the house. And I told my husband about it. I said, I'm calling Dr. Shepherd. I pray to God she answers the phone, and she did. And she said, okay, yeah, the devil has marked you now because you reached out to this lady to try to help her. She said, well, we're going to break that. Well, she got through praying for the lady, and then I started coughing. I don't know why I was coughing. I was just talking to Dr. Shepherd. Wasn't nothing wrong with me. Pollen hadn't even broken out yet in Georgia. And Dr. Shepherd said, no, we're going to take care of that right there. Something's going on with you. And I want you guys to know that Holy Ghost Ranger came up in my house, in my spirit, in my room on that phone, and yanked and snatched the devil off of me in so many layers. Oh, my Lord. I just couldn't do nothing. I was woken. I'm telling y'all something. I had sweated. I had broke out in chills. I felt like I had been run over by a tractor. When it was all, and I almost used up a whole roll of paper towels. But when it was over with, but y'all, when it was over with, I was free. And let me tell you what the woman of God did. She snatched the devil off of me, and it said, okay, bye. And it hung up. I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. I want you guys to know that next day, God totally healed me where there was no more issue in my body. To God be the glory. And that was in December. And from December until now, I am strong, I am healed, I am well. That's why, Jessica Garcia, your message, your story blesses me so much, your testimony, because she was dying. And when you're dying and the doctors can't do nothing, can't nobody do nothing, and you're saying, Lord God, if you don't help me, I'm out. I guess I'm just out. And the Holy Ghost anointed comes in. That this woman here, you guys, got a call of God on her life, I'm telling you. So you get with Dr. Shepherd and the oil and the baptism, you're going to be straight, Chris.
Yes.
Chris Utter, whoever you are, you got that utterance. Bring yourself to get connected, and everything that you need, God's got it for us. We love you guys.
Ta-da! Hey, that's my war cry. Y'all be hearing me crying out in the one. Let me hear your war cry. I will when you come here for resurrection and to be transformed. I love you, Gina. I love you, Bruce.
Love you.
I love you, Jesus.
This is a song that my father-in-law wrote. The title of the song is You Keep On Blessing Me.
Yeah.
Over and over again.
Oh,
come on, y'all.
Yeah. Over and over again.
Here we go.
Let's try this. Clap your hands. Come on.
Woo! Oh, yeah. Thank you for blessing tonight. Thank you.
keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me.